Blog Talk Radio.
And get rid of the message, get rid of him. And I wonder if it might still be that way in many areas. So on this second Sunday of the Lenten season, we look at the second of the blessings that Jesus came to perform. He sent me. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. I mentioned last week that as you read your Bibles, some of you may notice that phrase is not there. Now, Bible translation sometimes is a tricky matter. Because sometimes there are not words that are equivalent. But this is not a situation where there are not equivalent words. So, just for information, that phrase is in the Isaiah passage that Jesus quoted. And it is also in the two oldest complete manuscripts of the Bible that we have today, and that is the ones that are called Sinaiticus and Vaticanus. They get that name because that's the libraries where they're stored. There is a complete copy of the Bible stored in the library in the Vatican and also at the Greek monastery in the Sinai desert. And these are the two oldest complete, I'm emphasizing complete, manuscripts that we have. And they date between 325 and 360 AD. These are the oldest complete manuscripts that exist. Now, there are older scraps, we'll just call them, like pages, that have been discovered. But those are the two oldest. And so those are the manuscripts on which the King James and the Geneva Bible, the New King James Bible in Basic English, Concordant New Testament, are based on those. The newer translations that we now have, like American Standard, New American, ESV, the Douay, NIV, RSV, and so on, lean more heavily on another ancient manuscript, which is called the Alexandrinus. This is in the library in Alexandria. But this manuscript dates from about 420-430, so it's almost 100 years newer. And generally, when Bibles are translated, if there is a difference, they generally go with the oldest. All right? Because if it was there way back when, and it's not here now, somehow the copyist may have missed a line. So you generally go with the oldest. And so we're going to go with the oldest. And it's certainly there in the Isaiah a passage. But don't throw your Bibles away or anything. Just so you know that those are the way Bibles or anything is translated, actually, is usually the heaviest weight goes on the oldest. But, oh man, this wasn't supposed to be a history lesson, but beginning with what is now called form criticism, which was a means of studying the Bible, begun back in the universities in Germany 100 years ago. They began to move away from oldest to what seems more culturally relevant. But I don't understand why brokenheartedness is not culturally relevant. Anyway, no more history, at least right now. So let's look at this scripture. It's here. If it's not in your particular version of the Bible, don't throw your Bibles away. You can write it on the side. In fact, many Bibles have a little note saying, included in some older manuscripts. So you know what I'm trying to say about, you know, there's a little bit of history. Oh yeah, let's look at the verse itself. It says, "He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted." This word sent is the same word from which we get a word like apostle. But it's unique in the sense that it doesn't mean just you sent a letter, but it includes in its meaning, you could translate it saying, "He has sent me and here I am." All right? He has sent me and here I am. So the fact of being sent means you have arrived. And so that's what the good news is for us, isn't it? Jesus was not only sent hundreds of years ago, he is here. He was sent and he is here. He is abiding among us. He will never leave us. We've got all those promises, don't we? He not only was sent, but he is here. He is, and being sent means like you're on a mission. You're on a mission. There is an aim, there's an object, there's a purpose built into being sent. And Jesus is on that mission. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Now, heal. There are several words again for heal. The word here is the word that means to mend, to make whole. It's the word you would use if you dropped your favorite vase, if it's favorite, I suppose, and it broke into shatters, and you get out your super glue, and you glue it back together. That's this word heal. mending, putting back together. And Jesus said he will put together, he will heal and mend and make whole. And the word broken means to be shattered, to be shattered. And so Jesus is here to repair, to mend broken hearts into wholeness again. Now we have to look at brokenheartedness. What does that mean? You know, you hear people use it and say, oh, my heart is broken. My boyfriend left me. Well, that's not broken heart. That's, I don't know what it is, but it's some kind of emotion. Or a guy might say, oh, my heart is just broken. I was leaving God for a Cadillac, and I ended up with a Ford Escort. How terrible. See, that's not what broken hearted is. I mean, that's false emotions of some sort, but broken heart is a serious malady, and everyone has been affected by it at some time or another. But it relates so strongly to self, and Jesus is here to repair and to mend all broken hearts. The word broken itself means to be crushed or shattered, broken to shivers beyond repair, except to God. Isn't it interesting? God never told us we got to fix our problems. He is the one who has come to do that. And heart is the same word, whether you mean your physical heart or you mean, or it means your gut, your inner being, your the real you, the inner being, the center of our lives. A heart identifies, you know, that which motivates us.